inside the tub. Yeah. And made the pillows, and then they made the slip to go over it and decorate the, a little bit.
And you mentioned that electricity, when electricity came into the valley, so you got electricity in the house, and I was wondering what they would have called those things that you screwed in to get the electricity to come on. What would they have called those? Would call them
bulbs.
Light bulbs?
Light bulbs.
Yeah. Okay. And
I remember when the electricity first came in over there, I'd heard about this rural electric, and it was up in north of us, where the head office was. And we had tried to get, well, that was before we were married, we tried to get the electricity down from a mile south of us, from the public service, and they wanted $6,000 to bring that a mile, and wanted us to dig the holes, and then pay for an entrance fee. Well, we couldn't afford that. That was more than the damn farmer's worth. Well, here comes a guy down the field one day, I was picking corn by hand. An old guy in an old rattletrap car, he come over there and told me he was from the Hoodoo Valley, rural electric. He said, would you like to have electricity? And I said, yeah. Do you want it? But I said, the way it panned out here, we have to pay too much. Well, he said, let me tell you. If you want electricity in here in about 3 weeks, you give me $5, that's all it'll cost you. By golly, that's all it cost me.
How about that?
And then you had to give them permission to put the poles inside your property. That was a good idea, too, because that kept them out of the way of the road work.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
When did you get your first television?
Oh, when was it? 1940? 52? Yeah, we got a, what was that?
Dumont.
That was the day of your television. Dumont. That was a good one.
We had a radio.
Then we got a Zenith. Now we got an RCA. Got it last year.
Did your mother ever wear just things that I'm thinking about as I go on. Did your mother ever wear, I'm wondering about things that people wore on the farm. Did your mother ever wear anything over her clothes when she was cooking?
Apron.
She wore an apron? Okay. Yeah. And I'm wondering about things that you would have worn when you were working on the farm. What would you have worn in the winter to keep warm on the farm?
Oh, you have to wear long-handled underwear, you know. And overalls. Bib overalls. Mm-hmm. Then you'd have overshoes come up.
Were there boots? Were you wear boots or?
No, just
leather boots or just shoes.
Have leather boots, but we had overshoes that went over them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever wear cowboy boots on the farm?
Never did.
Didn't wear those.
No, I went to school with my feet wrapped in gunny sacks.
Is that true?
Had to.
Really?
Couldn't afford to buy shoes.
When you were little.
Yeah.
That is something. In the wintertime.
Yeah. Bet you walked up to Culver School, we had to walk 2 miles this way.
Mm.
4 miles a day.
Mm. That is something.
Yeah.
That had to be cold.
Well, it was. It was cold, but we made it. And it taught us something, too. Don't think it didn't.
What kind of coats or what kind of overcoats would you have worn on the farm when you were working in the wintertime?
Well, we had a light coat underneath, a light sweater or something, and then you put just a heavy coat over
mm-hmm.
the top of that.
Mm-hmm. Was it a sheepskin coat?
Well, you could wear sheepskin, some of them did.